This is Freedom Fiends. Mr. Derek J. broadcasting from Pod Bay 2 Gay Professional Prisoner Studios. We blast only the highest quality happiness waves out into the atmosphere. This surrounds the globe with good vibrations and forces bad hamsters to surrender. This cools your stool to a tepid and tenacious 75 degrees and keeps a sin flood of straightism out of your brain. Is it working, Jim? Chandler, is it working? Can you feel it? Woohoo!
Well, yeah. I can feel it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right.
So this is a New Worms. England show tonight.
Worms. We are all in Fiend England.
Yes.
How you doing? The rowdy mud skipper and jabbering coon cat. Are you both safe? Have you been contacted by the government?
Safe and sound.
Good. Good. Me too. Jim, where are you?
See any government around that might want to even contact me?
No tax agents coming to deliver some paperwork, asking you to fill out forms?
I've got nothing. Nothing around.
Good. I don't want any of those tax agents or anything. Is it serene and beautiful where you are in Fiendville Junction?
Yes. I'm in Fiendville Junction, Maine, on the shores of Moosehead Lake. It is absolutely beautiful here, peaceful. No remedies to be passed a moose on my way to come do the show tonight. So it's pretty awesome.
So you guys, you all are in the same government-protected borderlands of Maine.
Hey, no.
What?
I told you, man. I'm in my own country.
Oh,
this 0.5 acres is my own. I haven't figured out a name for it yet.
State of Chandler.
There will be no state in the title.
Okay. Well, why are we all going to arrest Derek Slopey? Isn't that the plan?
Yeah, we're going
to... coming up there to help you guys hijack Derek Slopey, creator of Fiend Phone.
We're gonna have him make a version of Fiend Phone for our phone so we can just drive and talk.
Yeah, because that's what really... We need to be doing this show while we're on the road. Just... driving around Fiendville Junction. Yeah, Derek Slopey, make it happen. He made a...
Yeah, come on, Derek.
You don't do enough.
Yeah, it's not like we haven't asked you enough yet.
Right. Hey, meow, guys.
What if maybe we could double his salary?
Maybe.
So,
he'll be
so we can give him
motivated.
$2 a week?
Yeah, that's a good pitch, Jim. You can donate to make Fiend Phone even better at fiendphone.com. Derek Slopey, the creator of Fiend Phone, does amazing work and doesn't ask for much, just a couple of shekels in Bitcoin. So go help him out.
And we should mention that the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license.
I forgot to mention
that. Allows reuse by anyone except, who don't we allow?
Government. No government.
And you can learn more at bipcot.org.
Thanks, Chandler. Hey, it was America Day recently. Did you guys do anything special?
Yeah, watch TV all day.
Worms?
Oh, that's a traditional American pastime for you, Chandler.
Yeah. Well, you know, that and reading.
I want to see things blowing up. That's another American pastime.
Yeah, I actually spend a good part of the day reading Children of Dune. I'm totally into that series, and I believe yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Dune. Frank Herbert's Dune.
Wow, it's that old?
Yeah, the first book came out in, I think, 69 or 67.
Huh.
I don't know, something like that. 65, that would make 50 years. 65 would make 50 years. So, yeah.
That's like,
so, yeah, it's old.
That's like part of the original sci-fi, isn't it, huh?
Yeah. It's a lot of the popular sci-fi movies and genre stemmed from the concepts that he put in the book.
Rad, man.
It's interesting. It's kind of hard to read sometimes, but it, you know, a lot of weird words, but it's a great series.
Well,
I tried watching the 1984 version with, I think it's got Sting.
Yeah, and it's got Sting in it.
I got like I don't know, 10 minutes through it, and I just couldn't do it. But I will say I watched the Sci-Fi Channel's miniseries. It's 3 hour-and-a-half episodes, and it was really good. I did like that.
That sounds better. That thing with Sting in it, I found to be completely unwatchable, totally unintelligible, and...
Well, it did have one redeeming quality, though. Can you guess what that would be?
80s-ness?
It wasn't Sting.
Nope, it was Patrick Stewart playing Gurney Halleck.
True.
Anything with Patrick Stewart is great.
Mm. You a Next Generation fan?
Mm-hmm. I sure am.
So was Patrick Stewart, or was Picard better than Kirk?
Ridiculous argument.
What? What do you mean, ridiculous? I just asked the question.
Nope. I've gotten into that debate many times, and...
Well, better at what? Let's say better at what?
Okay, so Picard was definitely better at diplomacy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He's more philosophical, right? And Kirk is just sexier.
Kirk is more extravagant.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Kirk.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what you youngsters and your hippie stuff from the 60s.
Star Trek?
It's the central scrutinizer.
No.
Hey, man.
Hey.
So here's why it took me so long to get this little pocket pad, this little tampon of a computer that I bought that I want to try using for the whole show to see if it'll work for the whole show. But I don't have a stylus that'll work with it, so I've been using my fat little fingers on a screen that's like, just imagine, I don't know, trying to round up ants with, you know, a car. That's what it's like. So I ordered a stylus, and it may work. Good. And it'll be like Star Trek, man. I'll be controlling the universe from a thing that looks like a book. This looks like Star Trek. Actually, was it the Doctor that had the handheld pad kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or was it, what was the handheld thing that was like a you know, tablet computer in Star Trek?
It was a multi-purpose tool. Well, no, the tricorder was the big, originally was the big box, right?
But there was the medical tricorder, which was the little handheld.
Yeah, the little cylinder that came out of it and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and going to doctors is not like that yet. The communicators are like that, but the doctors can't just wave a wand on you yet.
I blame Obamacare. We would have that if it wasn't for Obamacare.
I don't know. I wouldn't have medical insurance if it weren't for Obamacare, but I'm not praising Obamacare. It's more like the insurance companies made a deal with the devil to get everybody insured, knowing that there would be a few people that would be paying, you know, $700 a month out of their own pocket and getting $10,000 a month worth of healthcare like me. So I am the fly in the ointment of Obamacare. So there.
Nice.
Worms.
Did you do anything special for...
Pre-existing conditions.
What about America Day? Did you blow anything up, Michael? Any fireworks?
Was that today? I don't know. I didn't notice.
Yeah. No, it was one of
these
other
Lord's
days.
Birthday. Really? July 4th is... I celebrated. It's MK Lord's birthday.
Hooray! Yep.
And it's also... It
Yankee
also celebrates
Dandy's
something
birthday.
Very important, which is it's like right before Shark Week.
Oh,
you know Shark Week's coming.
Yeah, Shark Week's coming up? Oh, right.
Yeah, tomorrow.
That's everyone's favorite holiday. You don't know what that is, Chandler?
You're not very patriotic, Chandler, if you don't know what you live up on the ocean, too, don't you?
No, I wish.
Literally?
I'm from a town, the town near me in Wildwood, a person just got, like, eaten by a shark. There's just a shark attack over in Wildwood, New Jersey. It's crazy.
In Philly?
No, well, it's close.
Philly.
It's close
in West
to Philly.
Philly.
Yeah, in Philly. The land shark is getting everybody.
I will say I did begrudgingly watch this abomination of a movie called Sharknado. One of my friends suggested it.
That sounds awesome. It's like a tornado and a shark at once?
Yeah, it was the most
Sharknado.
It was the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen, but it was kind of funny.
What a great concept.
It had, like, one of the guys, the jock guy from that 90s teen show. I can't remember. The really popular
A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell.
No, wasn't it Hasselhoff?
Not Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff? He's in some shark movie, a new one, isn't he?
Probably. Yeah, no, it was the 90210 show. It was one of those actors.
Oh, it's called 90210. Yeah. 90210.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, he was in it.
I think libertarian ISIS is going to need to have Sharknadoes. Sharknadoes.
Yeah.
Well, they'll do it with that weather control machine, right?
Yeah, I'm not ready to talk about libertarian ISIS yet, and well, I guess I will since.
Yeah, you brought it
I
up,
know, man. Every time
since you brought it up,
every time Jim Babb does a show, and I'm not there, I'm like, especially if it's with like Ben Stone and or Neem Vedati, I'm like, I'm sitting at home listening, going, "All right, I'm going to get my door kicked in for what these guys are saying." Like, when the mouse is away, you guys go full-on radical, which is probably good, because I have deniability. I'm not there. But I'm like, okay, I'm on with James tonight. What can I do that's going to make James worried about getting his car kicked in?
Yeah.
And what I came up with was libertarian ISIS. Okay, now that does not mean... That does not mean first of all, it's not a Muslim thing. It's like, basically, what if... You know, ISIS is what, 100,000 people? I'll look it up during the break. It's something like that. But it's like, literally has taken over half of two countries and, you know, a quarter of three other countries. Like, they are a state,
yeah,
in the Middle East. And they have police, a vice and virtue. And I'm thinking, like, what if every lunatic libertarian... And I know you don't get to liberty with force. That's why this is a joke. I'm not encouraging this. I don't want it to happen. It's just a thought experiment. What if everybody who's a libertarian just suddenly was willing to die for the cause and just took their weapons and just lived to die to spread liberty? I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just like, what would happen? There's a lot more than 100,000 people.
Like,
oh, yeah.
There's
too, is like, you would probably get supporters who aren't even libertarians. Like, you know, all the people who are like, when you take my goon chamber, you're lying in the sand, you're paying that polisher constitutionists. They probably join it, some of them, the ones that aren't all talk. Okay, we'll be back if we're still here to the market to talk about libertarian ISIS. We need a better name for it. Find that during the break, guys. Thanks.
Worms.
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 You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, "You didn't build that"? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT NoGov license. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
So, you know what I like about radio and Genesis? You know what I like about being on Genesis Communications Network?
What?
What I really
awesome
like
board
about
ops.
It. Yeah,
the
and
awesome. Board
awesome.
Ops. That's true.
Yep. Yeah, they don't come on and say, like other networks, they come on during the break and say, "What are you guys talking about? You're going to get... No, you can't talk about libertarian ISIS." No, they come on and say, "Hey guys, Michael's connection isn't very good. He needs to do something, so I fixed it. Is it any better?"
Yeah, it's way, way, way better.
Okay, so
yeah.
Okay, I can definitely. Worms. Yeah, okay. How about now? How's it now? Is it good? Good radio. It's not good radio to do what we're doing. But
I'll turn you down a little bit, Michael. Here,
is this good? Yeah, boom. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Will do.
Yep.
Worms.
All right. So, so libertarian ISIS, did you guys come up with a name for it yet?
No, I'm still thinking about it.
Well, worms, it could stand for weapons of rehabilitating misinformed statists.
Okay. That's a good one.
Or, and actually, Davy Barker came up with a bunch of these. World Orthodox Reform Ministry Services. Wyoming Original Radio Militia Society. Wyoming Organized Reasonable Michael System.
I like the Wyoming ones.
War on Regulatory Monetary Systems. World Orthodox Reform Monetary System.
Meh.
Wicked Otherworldly Random Moth Swarms.
Yeah, I like that. That's very good.
Okay. You're getting closer.
Okay, so...
So
libertarian, go ahead, guys. What do you think of the concept?
Well, I have a whole problem with this ISIS thing, and that problem is whenever I hear ISIS, all I can think of is Archer.
Yeah. Or actually, my niece's middle name is ISIS, but she's like 24. And there's actually, you know, they're also called ISIL. There's actually a group called, in San Francisco, called the International Society for Individual Liberty, or the unfortunately named ISIL. Yeah.
Are they cool cats?
Yeah, well, they're cooler than Islamic State of the Levant, which is ISIL.
Did you hear that ISIS was minting their own gold and silver currency, just like Bernard von Nothaus?
Yeah, and I'm sure that that will be used against people who like money that's made of real metal.
Yeah, only terrorists use gold and silver.
There you go.
Well, the sad part is, like, they told Bernard that what he was doing was a unique form of terrorism. But it's not unique anymore if ISIS is doing it. So I guess I don't know how Bernard feels about that.
Well, he's paved the way. Anymore. He should feel awful, right?
I actually have a Bernard von Nothaus. And, you know, that name is so awesome. It sounds made up. It sounds like a villain, an Archer. All right, James, are you familiar with Archer?
It's a TV show, right?
It's a cartoon. Yeah, it's funny.
Awesome.
It's a cartoon?
Yeah.
Then no.
It's amazing. You should check it out. But, I have one of these. I was sent one by Mr. Well, I can't mention competing gold and silver dealerships on GCN, but Tim. You know Tim.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm
familiar. Well,
it's awesome.
Those are cool
and
coins.
There's actually a picture of Von Nothaus with the coin I'm holding. Is that legal?
Wow.
Are these legal, James?
Yeah. I think they're legal to have. You can't sell them. Some
they're
people
collectors
do.
Items.
It's seditious to sell them anyway. People did that at past pork fests. And in fact, Bernard von Nothaus was at this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, riding around in a golf cart in a rainbow shirt.
And they were selling them there. They were selling them for $20. They're like, what, 10th ounce of silver?
Yeah.
These are an ounce of silver, the one I have.
Yeah, that's the real deal.
The ones they had at Pork Fest were 10 ounce.
Yeah. Somebody also had like 1 gram pieces of silver from that other mint, Sons of Liberty.
Yeah.
Did you see those?
Yeah, those are
rad.
They look
like a flake. They're really cool.
Yeah.
They had the 1 gram of gold, too, and a dime card.
Well, yeah, Shire Silver does those.
But isn't there some
ones.
Libertarian, there's some libertarian Muslims that are making that, too. They're making...
Yes, that's what Will was talking about.
Yeah.
It's in Pakistan. They're created by Metals Bank.
Yeah, so we'll be back to talk about worms. So now whenever we say worms, we're talking about the libertarian ISIS. Worms.
Or random swarms of moths or whatever that was.
Yes.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government.
It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CatMuff, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CatMuff. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow. Meow.
Meow. Meow.
Testing the boundaries of free speech. Freedom Fiends always reconvenes. All right, guys. Worms.
I kind of like worried old ranting minarchist shelter. That just makes me want to laugh.
Ooh. But it's shelter at the bottom.
No.
At the end of it, shelter?
Nah.
No.
Nah. Nah.
I like wicked
minarchist
otherworldly.
Will receive no shelter on Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Yeah. So we're talking about the libertarian ISIS, which is this concept that is going around in liberty. I don't know who came up with it, and I don't think it's a very good idea, but it's basically the idea that, like, okay, so ISIS is this pan-national thing that's an army that's not bound to any, you know, any line in the sand. It's like people who want to have an Islamic state, and not the nice kind of Islam, but the really scary kind, that, you know, is very similar to what a lot of conservative Christians believe, that basically, you know, homosexuals should have their heads chopped off and, you know, women should be beaten for wearing makeup and things like that. And, like, ISIS literally has police that do that. Like, this is a private organ, you know, like, it came out of nowhere. Everyone should go watch Vice. Just search Vice magazine ISIS. They did a documentary where they went and hung out with ISIS. And ISIS are horrible. I'll say it right now. And they're, like, totally into having child soldiers.
They also find guys on Grindr, like gay dating apps, and then we'll go kill them. They're like, oh, hey, let's go hook up. No, actually, you're dead.
Yeah.
Or you're paying us a lot of money.
Yeah, but okay. So
that is
remember, like, what's her name? Jane Fonda got in trouble during the Vietnam War because she sat on a tank and, like, humanized the Viet Cong.
Yeah,
this documentary by Vice about ISIS, like, if she was humanizing Viet Cong, like, this is like marrying ISIS and having babies with them,
because
it's like, it doesn't make them look sane, but it makes them look human, and it shows them with their children and playing, and it's scary as hell, and it's a real thing.
Why does it make me uncomfortable that, like, humanizing people is, you know, that should be a good thing, right? Even if they're
completely
evil. It should
be a good thing, but...
Like, Hitler had a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Hitler
loved dogs.
Right, yeah.
He loved dogs and cats, and he was, I don't want to humanize the monsters, but, so, basically, like... What if, here's my thought experiment, what if every libertarian just all of a sudden said, I don't care if I live or die, I'm going to go join this pan-national, crosses all borders, and just wherever they need me to go, I'll go and just, like, do whatever it takes to get rid of tyranny.
Wow. Like,
I'm not saying it's a good idea.
No,
I'm just saying it's a bad idea either.
Okay, I'm leaving. I'm going away.
Bye, Michael. Just
James,
enough to
this
get us
is
in
your
trouble.
Fault. Do you know about the Red Army faction, James?
Red Army faction? No.
Yeah. Red Army faction was a terrorist group in Germany in the 70s. There was a bunch of young people that, and, you know, their common banner was anti-war and communism. And, yeah, they were communists, which is horrible. And they were anti-war, but, like, I mean, they were just doing they look them up. Look up Red Army Faction and then see who comes to your door for even searching that. It's actually a really good movie called the Battermind Syndrome. No, what is it? God, what is the name of that movie? I'll find it. But there's a movie
by the guy. Band?
Yes, Battermeinhof Syndrome. Battermeinhof. It's a movie that's done by the guy who did Last Exit to Brooklyn, which is a, you know, great movie, the Selby movie. But yeah, Battermeinhof film.
Wow. They were responsible for almost 300 bomb attacks, arson, and other attacks between the 70s and the 90s.
Yeah, and it was, and they actually had, they had three generations of them. Like, you know, the original ones all got killed or locked up in prison, and then all of a sudden there was like another faction of them, and they had never met most of those. You know,
wow.
They just took on the idea, and then the second wave all ended up dead or in prison, and there was a third wave all in like 15 years in Germany.
Was the idea that good, that compelling, that more people needed to join?
I don't know. They looked pretty sexy in the movie.
Huh.
They're young and hip and have long hair and smoke a lot of dope. But there's actually a funny scene in there that's true, was they went to Jordan and trained with, like, Islamic radical, like, I don't even know what faction it was in the 70s. It was, like, the people that were, you know, they took some airplanes. Remember that?
What's with all the training and the military stuff? I think people, they want to go into these war zones. Like, people, some people just want to fight. They don't need to do that.
Yeah, but the Muslims kicked them out and wouldn't, like, at first they were like, oh, you want to declare war on Western civilization? We will help you and train you.
Yeah.
But they got over there and, like, they actually made them all leave after, like, 2 weeks because they were all, like, shacking up, like the women and men who weren't married were, you know?
They're like,
and
hey.
They're smoking dope, so they kicked them out.
We'll train you, but you gotta behave, okay?
Yes, basically.
We're revolutionaries and everything, but come on.
Yeah, but I highly recommend that film, and I'm not saying it's a training ground for, you know, manual for libertarian worms. That's, I'm just saying, like, it's a historic thing that's mind-blowing, and it's a really well-done movie. You should go see it.
Crazy.
Say the name of it again.
Better Meinhof. It's actually on YouTube. Better Meinhof Syndrome. Oh, Better Meinhof Complex. Hmm. It's in German with English subtitles.
Will you put a link in the show notes?
Yeah.
No, but yeah. Okay. I'll just send you guys an email. I'll put it in the show notes. Yeah, for sure.
So I saw an interesting movie on
about Netflix. Worms.
Yeah.
Okay. If we're changing the subject, all I want to say is, from now on, whenever we say worms, it means something different than it meant.
It used to be our warrant canary.
It still could be if we ever say words, but it means the libertarian ISIS, the Bader Wormhoff complex. All right, carry on, guys.
Thank you, Michael.
Worms.
Yep.
So what were you saying? You saw a movie, Chandler? Was it?
Yeah, so I saw a movie that just blew my mind. And it's on Netflix. It stars Edward Furlong and Peter Coyote, and it's called This Is Not a Movie.
What is it?
It's not a movie.
It's really hard to explain. It's a strange movie. The premise is
Coyote's
guy,
a hippie, drug addict.
Yeah. He kind of plays a sort of hippie in it, but he's only in two parts of the film, like a clip in the middle and then in the very end. And it's about this guy who is spending the last 2 days on Earth, like the world is going to end, and you never find out. Well, you find out why at the end, but the world is ending in 48 hours, and he's locked up in this really weird hotel room in Las Vegas. And he has three personalities, and he's like arguing and conversing with his three personalities of himself throughout the whole movie. And they're arguing throughout the whole movie. They're arguing the premise that his life is not a movie. It's really good. It's very anti-climactic.
That sounds like a trip
at the end. It is. It reminded me of, like, you ever seen James Wong's John Dies at the End?
No.
Another great movie you should check out. It reminds
me. Is that mainstream or is that some kind of B movie?
It's not B, but it's not mainstream. James Wong's
okay,
he actually
B+.
Writes for Yeah,
I make
B+.
J or W movies.
Yeah, he writes for crack.com, which
Derek,
I love.
What's your movie?
My D-list? Yeah, I don't know.
No, we're below the D-list, man.
Yeah, we're way below.
We're the F-list. I like that.
F-list. Nice. So, yeah, it's kind of like a cross between John Dies at the End and The Wall. Pink Floyd's The Wall. But it's funny. And there's, like, they poke fun at, like, the man and the system and the new world order. Like, they make fun of it, basically. And
are they actually making fun of it, or are they mocking people who make fun of it?
Both.
Okay.
They do both. And then they talk about the storyteller's journey and all that, which is what made me think about you, Michael, when I...
You mean the hero's journey?
Yeah. The hero's journey and the role of the storyteller. So, I don't know, man. It was really good entertainment. I watched that last night.
Sounds great. Trippy.
And I don't watch TV very much, but I just happened to stumble upon that because I didn't want to go outside because it was, you know, whatever, America Day.
I like everything that's different. You know, like, I don't want to see just another simple love story. Like, there's so many movies out there that have been made a million times. This sounds like something that's completely original.
It is. It is completely original. And in the movie, they talk about that one of the personalities was like, can't we just have a romantic comedy?
Those do well at the box office.
Yeah, he just goes into this tirade about how romantic comedies are totally manufactured by Hollywood to play on your emotions. He goes in this long tirade. I just busted out laughing. I was like, yes!
You ever heard of them called rom-coms? Romantic comedies, rom-coms?
Yeah, I like that. It's a cool term.
So yeah,
and you watch too many of them.
There needs to be one about like the libertarian ISIS, I think.
A romantic comedy
starring Richard Mack.
Yeah, say why you think. See, you think that if there was a libertarian ISIS, it'd be Richard Mack would run it, and I said it'd be pretty darn square. I like him, but he's square.
It'd be terrible.
Man.
No, it would be horrible,
You know who would be even better for the libertarian ISIS would be that horrible sheriff that
the guy
that dresses up convicts in pink jumpsuits.
Okay, we don't want to talk about who specifically Worms would go after, because that really gets towards, like, you know, they kick in your door. So someone just wrote me and said that Dune is basically ISIS as the good guys.
It kind of is, actually. It's very like religious crusades, and it talks a lot about economics and religion, and then I don't know how you would describe it. They have what are called mentats, which are human computers, logic machines, and it's really weird, but yeah, I think that is a good description.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
So Sheriff Mack,
the problem with Sheriff Mack doing it, he would surround his forces with a human shield of women and children. Okay.
I still think Arpaio would be a better leader because he would surround his forces with, you know, convicts in pink jumpsuits.
Yeah, but he's not libertarian.
What about Adam Kokesh? He would, like, surround it with people that got kicked out of Sheriff Mack's army, and then also some, like, hot chicks who smoke a lot of pot. Didn't anybody try this and, like, get thrown in prison?
Yeah.
Getting better.
On the 4th of July a couple of years ago, he started doing an armed march on D.C.
Well, last year... Cantwell burned a flag. This year he called the cops.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com. Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Yeah, Worms. Libertarian ISIS, that's what Worms is. All right, so I see the numbers on ISIS. So
okay,
ISIS says that ISIS has 257,000 people.
Hmm.
The CIA says ISIS has 52,000 people. So somewhere between 52,000 and 257,000. Let's say 150,000. That sounds about right.
No, so, but see, there's an easy explanation. The 57,000 are the ones that are on the CIA payroll. That's all they know about, okay? But there's also these other guys that want to be in ISIS, too. So,
yeah.
Well, I heard now on the radios today that there's been like 17 arrests in the country in the last month or so of people who want to join ISIS and that the government stopped them.
What country?
The U.S.
Huh.
So I'm like,
see, you were being that was very, very U.S. centric of you. You said, "Oh, yeah, the country."
Yeah, you're right.
Think about that.
Yeah. Well, I'm I don't know. It's like I was weirded out by that because I'm like, how do they know? They were just like making the case like, oh, well, these people are being radicalized in their basements, you know, and, you know, from the internet.
They started listening to Freedom Fiends. Next thing you know, they're joining ISIS.
No, yeah. Don't join ISIS. No. ISIS is bad.
But they heard
they're square, man.
They heard there's a libertarian ISIS, so they contacted ISIS to find out.
Where's your libertarian affiliate?
They said, yes, we've got them in our dungeons right now.
Oh, you want the libertarian platoon? They're over there. Yeah.
They're in leg irons.
I do wonder, well, I shouldn't spend too much imagination on what the libertarian ISIS would
be. Don't wonder out loud.
Yeah.
Just, we did it. We put it out there.
Okay.
Let's go away.
Hey,
so is Chris Cantwell really going to be is Chris Cantwell coming back to Free Talk Live? I swear I heard
not.
That today. I was in the other room.
No.
I heard that. No?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've enjoyed his time away, frankly, and there's been lots of other great guests on Free Talk Live, people taking the co-host chair.
Today was great, and it was just Mark and Ian. It was like it used to be.
Yeah, they do a terrific show together. But no,
you're really good.
Thank you very much. He refuses to apologize for anything that he's done, so I don't see how he's going to be back on the show if he's not going to make some
public announcement. He called the cops yesterday. He called the cops.
What?
July 4th.
Seriously?
Okay, you know
how
that,
did I not
you know
hear
that
about
video,
that?
You know that video of Nemi parking in the street?
Yeah. Okay, so there's this witch who's banned from the property.
I want to hear the whole story.
Okay.
I want to hear the whole story, but 3 minutes, around the 3 minute mark, you hear Ian say, I think Canwell's in calling the KPD.
Yeah. Yeah, he's best friends with the KPD now. I don't know.
Well,
I would believe
I've
it.
I always thought he was a cop.
He's got him on speed dial now. He's going to lunch with these guys. He's having coffee on the porch. You know, what's weird is...
that can't end well.
I don't know. I think he's...
Can't well. It can't end well. It's right there in the name.
Well, part of it...
Sorry.
I admire because I haven't had the courage to, like, break bread with these people. You know, and they are people. And they're not just monsters.
Well,
and
Cantwell basically wants... He wants a libertarian ISIS. I mean, basically, he is.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason anyone's heard of him is because he wrote articles saying, "Wouldn't it be neat if everyone just shot the people they don't like?" You know, I mean, isn't that what the libertarian ISIS would be?
I guess so.
I hope not.
Right.
Well, he's been the armed defense for the LRN studios lately. He's been camping outside.
Maybe he's like Sinn Fein, you know, like he's not the IRA, but he's like the political outreach group of the terrorists who like go have lunch with the cops and the city council members.
Yeah,
I try not to talk about him. How did I get back on this? But
because
I just want to know if he's going to be on Free Talk Live.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. Honestly.
Ian, aren't you in the same building with him?
Yeah.
ask him during the break.
Well, okay, we'll find that out.
So, James.
Who cares? Who cares? Come on.
So, Chandler. Go ask him before the break.
No, all right, fine.
Right now. I want to know. I'm not coming back till I know how many. Countdown till Cantwell.
Is that like the atomic clock or the doomsday clock?
Yeah.
He says he doesn't know. It's a good question.
Oh, I heard. I thought I heard it on Free Talk Live today. I must have misheard it.
Well, I'm hoping now.
Ask him if he'll join Libertarian ISIS. He would not. So the flag could be a peace flag with an AK-47 over it.
He says, what does that even mean?
Tumnus Cantwell. Yeah.
Hey, there's some Squiscar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And Ask Me About My Worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Worms.
Meow.
Which means weapons of rehabilitating misinformed statists.
Your right. Western decadence will be the death of us all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I thought it was wicked, otherworldly, random moth swarms.
Oh, yeah. That's it's that, it's that, too.
It's whatever we want at the moment. It's constantly redefined.
Your Western decadence will be the death of us all.
Yes, there she is.
Sangeeta, did she join ISIS?
No, so Libertarian ISIS, so one of the things that I have to do every night for my anti-asthma regime that actually, it all helps, and it's, one thing is this neti potting, like putting this weird mixture of saline solutions in warm water, like 8 ounces of it pushed up my nose, and then it comes out my other nostril.
How do you so push it through? Does it have, like, a plunger or something?
Gravity.
Oh. No, it's in a plastic bottle, a squeeze bottle with a head that looks like a glands, let's say.
Uh-huh.
It fits up your nose.
Where do you get those?
Drugstore.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
I used to have one that looked kind of, it was weird. It was like a red plastic, almost a teapot looking bottle.
That's a neti pot. This is like a modern version of this, and you have to use distilled water or you're like pushing germs into your nose. But I just say it's kind of like being waterboarded. So I'm just practicing for, you know, when they come get me tomorrow and try to find out if I was joking or not, tonight.
As long as they use distilled water. That's fine.
I doubt it. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. I'm done with the Libertarian worms.
Well, I want to talk about... So, I did sort of recognize that it was America Day, and there were some friends of mine who decided to hand out NH Independence flyers, which is like the idea of secession, basically, where, hey, you like independence, you're celebrating Independence Day, so let's talk about New Hampshire being more independent from the federal government. And a lot of people really took to it. But one of the people who received these flyers was the governor of New Hampshire, and that was pretty cool.
She loved it, right?
Oh, she was all eating it up. She
could be the queen of New Hampshire, right? If they secede, like, she could be the queen.
This is how we should sell it to her. But actually, I would like to boot her out as well.
Yeah. Seriously, you're going to all that trouble to get rid of the feds. Just put her on the bus with them. You're out, you know?
She wants to be a fed anyway. That's what she's working up to. And she won't have a chance if New Hampshire secedes.
So. It always goes one way or the other. The governor of Wyoming used to be a fed. He used to be a federal attorney who, check this out, okay? This guy, there are press releases from when he was a federal attorney, prosecuting attorney, where he bragged about throwing people in prison for many, many, many years for having guns while having drugs. Like, basically, like, having the one multiplier by the other math problem that neither of them are a problem, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he bragged about that, but then he ran under a platform entirely 100% about Second Amendment. Like, I love guns. I will help you keep your guns. Obama wants to take your guns. And then, like, got elected, and now he's, you know, doing some kind of anti-gun things and just a whole lot of really anti-freedom things. You know, the guy is no small government.
Where do you think his orders come from? Are all politicians just their own little tyrants, or do they have someone speaking into their ear?
I think
they
get paid to read scripts. That somebody hands them a script. Oh, what am I paid to shill for now? Oh, okay.
The reason I ask is because the governor, Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire, when she was handed this flyer by the two women, I should say, they host a show called Seditious Sirens on LRN.FM, and they're sexy ladies who like to talk about freedom. And so they handed this flyer to the governor, and she said, "Do you know who I am?" They're like, and it wasn't like one of those, like,
well, you're not one of the Cardassians. I don't know.
And what, Derek?
So they knew who she was, she was trying to do them a favor.
Every physical confrontation begins with some variation of, "Don't you know who I am?" Like, often, literally,
if they're a politician.
But if it's not left phrase, it's like some variation of that. Like, look at every time you've seen someone get beat up or bombed or, you know, anything that involved violence.
Yeah,
that
you better recognize.
My authority. Yeah, so that's all she was doing, probably.
She was going to
have them beat up, have the girls beat up, right?
It sounds like it could come off that way, but I think she was actually trying to warn them. Like, oh, hey, I'm probably not the friendliest person to the idea that you're about to share with me, but...
She's probably going to get a briefing tomorrow that they believe that there's now a libertarian ISIS in New Hampshire.
and Derek J is the head of it.
And those girls might have been part of it, and they have to go back and look at them.
Oh, man. Well, there's a picture of Maggie, the governor, receiving this flyer about NH independence from the Seditious Sirens. I just thought that was so iconic and really cool thing about, like, you know, what do anarchists in New Hampshire do on July 4th? They hand out information about secession.
They call the cops. They call the cops. Cantwell does.
That is so weird. Yeah, why did he call the cops? It really makes me mad that he does that.
Did you see my comment on that? It was Amazon search. Need to buy portable measuring stick for solving libertarian property disputes. should double as tactical cane. Because Ben Stone was talking yesterday about beating people up with tactical canes. But, like, really, I don't know that that's not city property where she was parked. I would like to see.
It's not. We checked. And
I think you need to hire someone to come out with the little laser and the blueprints and find out, and then spray paint on your side of it so you can say, "Don't cross this line. Respect my authority."
Well, we
don't
check,
you know who I am?
We should just put a sign. Don't you know who we are? There's apparently it goes to the middle of the street, which sounds really weird to me, but that's apparently the property line goes to the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Obviously,
but try digging a hole between your house and the middle of the street and see how quickly you find out it's not really your house.
Well, there's what they call easement, which is apparently has some all different kinds of rules. Like, oh, well, you know, yours, but the government can just go put whatever they want there if they want to sign.
Really quick, before I want you to tell me the story of NEMI. Like, I want to do what we do on The Fiends best, which is have have one-to-one beefs with people no one listening knows on national syndicated radio. That's what the Fiends
true.
Do.
True. Okay.
So, but before you do that, okay. I want to say one thing. I want to know if James Babb knows why. Okay, speaking of every politician reads from a script, James, do you know the single person and single reason that every Republican in America and some Democrats now, when they're running for office, sound like anarchists? The day after they're elected, they sound like Stalin. But when they're running for office, you've noticed in the past 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, they all sound like, we got it. You know what I mean? Right? They sound like anarchists.
Well, you know, they, you know, both wings will embrace
one person.
Different
I'm
anarchist
for a name.
Ideology
a name.
Because it's popular, right?
I'm looking for a name.
Carl Hess.
Yep, Carl Hess. Carl Hess was a speechwriter for Goldwater, and Carl Hess was an actual anarchist, and he used to smoke hash and write speeches for Goldwater, including that one that had the line about, like, you know,
defense of liberty is no...
Yes, extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice, that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an anarchist who was high on hash when he wrote that.
Yeah.
It wasn't, yeah, so, and then Goldwater... nearly won. Like, Goldwater was popular, but he didn't win. So they put those same scripts into the actor Reagan's mouth, and Reagan won. And then every Republican since then has tried to emulate Reagan's, you know, vibe.
Right.
And so that's it. Carl Hess, the anarchist, is the reason they all sound like that.
Wow. So I guess there's a lesson for other anarchists. Be careful who you write speeches for.
Right? Don't work for a politician.
All right. So who's Memmie and why should I care?
Oh, man. So New Hampshire was picked as the location of the Free State Project.
Libertarian ISIS. Want to move. Also known as Libertarian ISIS.
Because there are all these really cool.
I let the secret out. Now, I shouldn't have said that. All right, I blew it. Sorry. Go ahead.
My point is that there are a lot of cool people already in New Hampshire who love freedom, and Memmie was one of these people who, you know, people who moved here found was like, oh, we jive. We have a lot of the same ideas. You're into gun freedom, so are we, and it became evident over the course of the relationships with her that she has some mental instability and will snap on her friends. And so this happens...
On radio.
This happens regularly.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Well, her profile picture is a scorpion that's saying, free hugs.
Yeah. She's a special kind of woman. She was driving around Porkfest in a car that had a PA system, like a loudspeaker announcer, and also a half deflated helium smiley face balloon.
Oh.
So it's like a really weird mixture of I'm happy but also I'm gonna kill you. So it's weird, and she makes a lot of people uncomfortable. She's actually one of only two people ever banned from the Keene Activism Center. And
who's the other one?
The other person
isn't.
He's another stupid local who gets into fights.
Damon's banned, though, right?
Provokes conflict. I don't think Damon would be Ashley. Welcome, but he hasn't been officially... Like, there has been an official process done to make sure that Memmie and this other person are not welcome. And that's why there was such a conflict. When Memmie came to drop off another activist...
Was Daryl.
Yeah, it was Daryl. He was out
are
at
they dating?
He was out
are
at a local dating? Bar. No, they are not dating. Okay. He was out at a bar, and Memmie was there. Big surprise. And so she offered him a ride home.
Are you saying she's a drunk?
Is
that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. Okay. I mean, I don't think she'll disagree if she hears
I
this.
I don't know these people, man.
She wouldn't have any room to disagree with me on that. Anyway, so she was not allowed on the property, and she knew that. So for her to say, like, oh, Daryl, I'll give you a ride home, I think is malicious in the first place. She knows that this is a backdoorsy way of getting in on the place. No, it's not. Maybe it was just an act of kindness, but I think it was, I know her. She wants to provoke conflict, and that's exactly what she got. Because she arrived and then wouldn't leave.
Okay, you guys, and then you guys put this video of you having conflict with her. I think you're doing what she wants, by putting that on, like... You know, okay,
so what? There needs to be a historical record of her crimes. There needs to be someone who's like, this is what happens. No, really.
Crimes.
Well, okay, she's done worse things to people, and there's not video of it. So finally, someone is putting this out on the internet to say, let's build up a repertoire. Let's have some reputation capital here and show people who this person really is, because she gets good cred in other liberty communities. Okay. She gets bounced from one and then joins another. I think that's dangerous. Right. People need to be warned.
Well, I'm all for shunning. You know that.
Yeah. Well, use a camera to do it. Put it on video on the internet.
And then Libertarian ISIS will take care of it.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
For some reason in this country, and in a bunch of lesser world, it's okay to just judge.
Hey, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. Computer programmer Derek Slopey and I have created Fiend Phone. I'm using Fiend Phone right now to talk with and record one of my co-hosts in real time. Take it, Davi.
Hey, this is Davi Barker, and I'm 1,000 miles away from Michael, but we sound like we're in the same room.
We sure do, Davi. So, Davi, please tell the nice people more about Fiend Phone.
Fiend Phone is free, no-gov software that opens up a global world of possibilities for collaborative, high-quality, remote voice media production, and I'm digging it.
People can try FiendPhone right now at FiendPhone.com, but we're also raising money to vastly improve FiendPhone and vastly improve independent talk media worldwide.
So go to FiendPhone.com to help out. Who will build the audio roads? We will, with your help.
That's FiendPhone.com, FeenPhone.com, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, phone.com.
FiendPhone, I never knew remote audio could be this good.
Worms. Oh, what did Maggie Hassan say? So, when these seditious sirens, these two sexy ladies who host a cool
weapons
seditious podcast,
weapons of rehabilitating misinformed statists.
So they handed the governor this.
Statists.
Yeah. This piece of paper that basically says, hey, New Hampshire should break off from the federal government. And the governor was like, oh, but the federal government complements the state so
they give
well.
Us money.
Yeah, I think that's really what she was saying. Is
that's what
they
she
give
meant.
Us money to do things.
And she's got a job lined up with them someday, probably.
Right. Compliments. It's like, oh, you have the nicest hair. Oh, I love your shoes, right? That's the kind of relationship she's picturing.
Yeah, it's just it compliments. I don't know.
Well, that's a fine bear cat you have there. Wow.
It'd be terrible to have anything happen to that. That's Pumpkin Festival you've got there. You need snipers. It needs snipers.
That is all the FedGov does in New Hampshire. Like, really?
Send snipers?
Yeah. Well, like, when Rick Santorum came to Keene, I was singing him some chronic Christmas carols and held a sign that said, Feds out of NH. Because I don't want them here. You know, the only thing they ever do is buy weapons for the police to use against peaceful people.
Yeah.
You know, more cages, more DUI checkpoints. So I don't want them. Get out. So I just thought it was funny that they confronted this woman, and she was nice about it. Took a photo.
But what did she say?
But she didn't say. Yeah, she said that the federal government complements the state so well.
Ah, okay.
I thought it was disgusting and stupid.
I had a revelation on America Day yesterday. Mm. I was dragged down to the Big Explosions Festival, and I think I was talking to you about this a few weeks ago, Derek.
Yeah.
The local police in my city for the last month, every week, have set up multiple speed traps around town, and they're just tagging people left and right. I think they've gotten over 500 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why the increase?
It's ridiculous. Well, that's my revelation came last night. They needed money to pay for the fireworks.
What? You think it's that, like, they're that up on the budget? Like, hey, guys, you know, we need these fireworks coming up next month, so we're going to need to
celebrate
run up a
our
lot
freedom.
Of
tickets. Yeah, absolutely.
So you think they say that in the morning?
Yeah,
they're
really
getting their briefing.
Do.
No, yes. No, it went like this. It went like this. They said, "Well, you know, we blew all our prostitute money on fireworks, so you guys better go get us some more, guys. Go,
yeah, go."
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just ridiculous the amount of road piracy that we've seen, and I think it was
for that.
But I guess there's a little tiny, I don't know if I'd call it positive, because it doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form, but the governor, Paul LePage, who is, man, that guy is not liked by conservatives and liberals. They all hate him up here. But he did say that he would pass the constitutional carry.
Woo!
He would sign the constitutional carry video.
Yay!
Bill. Because there was a big argument. There was a age requirement that you had to be 21 or older. And he said he was going to veto it for that. And, you know, they went around.
Oh, what a loser. Yeah, I remember. So he's, like, so pro-gun that he ruined the pro-gun bill, right? Because it was going to pass, and he was like... Yeah, but he was like, oh, I love guns, but if you're 18, you should be able to have one, so this bill that allows people 21 and over shouldn't pass.
Right.
I'm like, okay, thanks, right. Dude. What about all those people who would have enjoyed that freedom? Can't you have two bills?
I was talking to somebody on Facebook the other day, and he brought up a good point. He's like, what are all the crazy liberals in this state going to do if LePage actually vetoes that bill? Because they're always railing against him, right?
Yeah.
But if he does something they like, their heads would just explode. It would have been worth it to see him veto the bill just to see how the liberals would have reacted.
Is Maine blue or red?
Oh, Maine is so blue, it's red.
Oh, I don't know that. Okay, but they're really gun-friendly.
There's a few yellow and black people here, but, you know, most of them are blue.
There's eight of them.
Yeah.
Girlfriends. So do you guys know this this Twitter account called King Mark Googling and one called Ian Freeman Googling?
I know Ian Freeman Googling, but I didn't know there's a King Mark now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Ian Freeman Googling lists his address as not a driveway, which I think is a reference to, yeah.
Daryl's not a bus. Earlier.
Yeah, but King Mark Googling just Googled a couple hours ago, petition to seize Freedom Fiends from Michael W. Dean and redistribute it equally among all libertarians. And he CC'd the President of the United States on it at POTUS.
Wow.
The joke is, you've already done that.
I know. It's rare I'm even on anymore. I built it and I walked away.
I think every libertarian
is
one
a co-host.
Of your weird friends.
Yes.
Except Cantwell.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
The Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition is proud to present the 3rd Annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. It will be held at the Circle Pine Center in Delton, Michigan from August 7th through the 10th. There will be vending, discussions, presentations, all sorts of activities for children and adults, and bacon. Lots of bacon. Round up your friends and family and get them registered today at miplc.org. That's miplc.org. Dogs welcome. Longer leashes recommended.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Meow. 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 Meow.
Worms. Cantwell called the cops on that woman.
Officer,
I just confirmed it. I messaged him and asked him myself. He says he did it. And but then he called them off.
But, yeah.
In his words. When she was trespassing and refusing to leave, yes, he called the cops. Then she left, and I canceled the call. And I was like, "What? How do you do that?
Where I live, if you cancel the call, they just come and shoot your dog anyway. And I live a mellow place compared to most places, cop wise. So.
Oh no, you
There's
don't
no going back.
We've got inertia now. Well, yes.
I guess if you have breakfast with the cops every day, and, you know, if you're like figuratively rubbing one out with them every morning, stuff.
And you're breaking hash browns. I said
that can't end well, man.
I said you canceled the call to the police. He says, yes, I told them the trespasser had left and that their services were no longer required. Like,
I want to tell cops that.
That
I
just
like
sounds
the last
great.
Part of that.
Yeah.
Needed. Yeah.
Officer, your services are not needed.
Yeah, I'm going to try that next time I get pulled over for a speeding ticket or something.
And I'm a BIP cop license.
Oh, hey, officer. Yeah, it's cool. No, your services aren't required. Just call everyone off. That's fine. It's all right. No.
James, can anything good come of Cantwell having brunch with the cops every day?
Well, no. No. Well,
never talk to police.
Eat. You know, he'll be eating, which is...
Well, here's
know.
The thing. Here's the thing. They are trying to get something on somebody out of it. They're not being his buddy. They're not being his friend. And they may do
They're starting a
favors.
File on him. They're like, yeah, they're feeding it all to the feds. Yeah. the yeah. feds are like, go bring him to Dunkin' Donuts. Go buy Cantwell a coffee, will you? We need more information on what's going on with the CAC.
Just get
talking.
We'll
this
get
is nothing about my ongoing distrust and dislike of Cantwell. If this was anybody, I'd say this. It's like, the cops don't want to have breakfast with you to be your friend. They want to have breakfast with you to find information on you or your friends that they can use against you eventually.
That's it. And the only defense is you don't talk to cops. You don't. You just don't. Just don't do it. There's nothing to say to them except, am I being detained or am I free to go? Seriously.
I think he's doing it as a kink. I think he's been, like, hating cops so long so publicly that, like, he's like, well, what do I do that would be interesting? Oh, befriend them. I'll try that, you know?
It is working. I find it interesting that he has this relationship with the cops, and it all started after he pulled his gun. Many people, you know, and we talked about that.
So
on the
he
Fiends.
Acted like a, he acted like a cop, and now the cops like him.
Maybe they're that's like, what it is. They bonded over
intervene.
That.
He tried to intervene in a situation where he should have kept walking, pulled the gun, and put the gun down when they showed up. Yeah, that's what.
Well, he was really
based
happy
on some of the other videos. They might have been impressed with his marksmanship. Right? That's like NYPD level skills.
Oh, they
would
have killed you.
You know?
NYPD would have killed him.
You know, one of the things.
Everybody on that scene.
I'm hoping that if he is going to talk to the cops, that some good can come from it. Like, he's asked about my concealed carry license. Like, I was denied my concealed carry license last summer when I applied for it. And New Hampshire's like a shall issue state. It's they're talking about even having constitutional carry where you don't even
so
need a permit.
You like that he's feeding information about you to the cops when they ask?
I like that he's saying, hey, guys, why don't you give the license to my friend Derek? Why don't you do that, please? And, you know, like, what could be bad about that?
Yeah, but they're probably asking him questions about you and Ian and everybody else in that place, too.
All he says is I'm peaceful, you know? Like, I'm one of the most peaceful guys he knows. So, you know, why wouldn't I be able to have a concealed carry license, but he can? That doesn't make any sense.
It is pretty ironic that he has one and you don't.
Yes.
He thinks it's ironic.
Yes.
I heard him say it.
Yes. And he brings this up with the police. And I'm like, thank you for doing that. Because, you know, I don't talk to them.
Right. He's shooting wildly at flags and stuff.
Well, what they'll probably decide is that they need to take his away, not give you one. They're the cops, man.
Yeah. Well, no. What's happening?
Lower everyone.
Well, Chandler said that there's a constitutional carry bill in Maine going through right now. Well, in New Hampshire, there's one that the House and Senate just passed. And it's actually sitting on the governor's desk. It has been for 4 days. Tomorrow's the fifth day, and if she doesn't do anything, it passes into law. So she promised to veto it. I hope she doesn't,
that.
Though.
Wyoming has that. I gotta say, I like it.
Yeah.
It makes it leaving the house so easy.
It's so annoying, Michael.
This. I mean, so you're saying it's really important that these politicians get together and grant you that privilege? Is that
here's where the rubber meets road for me, Jim. When I get into my car, I have to take to be legal, I have to take my gun out of my holster, take out the magazine, and then reholster my gun. And when I go to walk
Jim
into a store,
care.
I have
Jim
to do that every
three
time.
Three felonies a minute.
I know, but
Jim commits three felonies
I'm also,
a minute.
But I'm also carrying weed, and I've got a bunch of other stuff with me. So
I get it. No, I'm not saying that you should just go break the law willy nilly and not care. I'm curious, but I don't know. I get really, you know, it's hard for me to get excited about politicians handing out the privilege of self-defense.
Hey, it makes my life easier. It increases the freedom in my life. If it's done through political means, you know, that's how it is in 2015. I'm sorry, but I want this to happen so that I have more freedom. I mean, don't you respect that?
Well, in libertarian ISIS, when somebody tries to take your gun away, you use it. That's how you maintain the freedom of self-defense.
Wow.
Libertarian ISIS.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't see that going over very well for me.
Well, it may be tactically unsound.
Look up Hassel
Doctrine. Until libertarian ISIS gets a little bigger.
Yeah, look up Hassel Doctrine on the Fiend's Glossary.
Different from read Castle it. Doctrine? Okay.
I'll yeah, why don't you out. Find it and read it when he goes.
All right, I'll please. Do that. We everyone like at once.
Years ago. No, go ahead.
What? It's the Hassel Doctrine?
Yeah.
Michael's lighthearted phrase, a takeoff on Castle Doctrine, for something he seriously believes that some of the Founding Fathers would have included in one form or another into the Bill of Rights if they had a crystal ball to see where their republic would end up today and where it's headed from here. Castle Doctrine would basically be something like, quote, "And if any person violates the rights enumerated in this Bill of Rights, you get to shoot them." This is basically one of the reasons that the American
Revolution... I think
it actually
says that. I think it says that in there somewhere. Right? Sure.
Yeah, they believed that citizens should be armed to prevent another King George from coming along and tyrannizing people in this new nation they had risked their lives forming. Hassel Doctrine is also the name of a Fiend Phones Fiends episode where the phrase was first introduced.
A Fiend Phone episode.
Nice.
Yeah, we need to get Fiend Phone on phones. Fiend Phone on actual phones. Oh, that's what I
by
want.
By the way, Derek Slopey is doing more work on Fiend Phone this week.
Yay!
And this month. So, again,
thank you, Derek Slopey.
If anyone wants to donate, go to fiendphone.com. And any money you send in the next 2 weeks, I won't even take a cut. I'll give it all to him.
How's yay! That? I'm going to give some money to Derek Slopey.
Up to $2,000. Okay, so
fake internet money.
Yeah.
Does he
Bitcoin? That's what we need.
Yeah. Well, that would mean that the government couldn't auction off those Silk Road coins. Those if they were Bitcoins, you can't have them.
Yeah, they just wouldn't work.
Yeah. I want the constitutional carry thing. I'm sorry.
All right. I'm gonna bow out, you guys. Have a great rest of the show.
Good night, Michael.
Thank you for your service. Michael.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, now we lost Michael. Where should we go? Gay Imam? I want to talk about him.
Yes. Gay Imam.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Did you guys hear about this guy? He's making everybody upset. So there's this black gay imam in I think he's in the D.C. area, and he takes photographs with men in pink tutus and fairy wings, and this is very non-traditional for a Muslim community, and he's making people upset who like the traditional way of things. So I love this. I want more inclusion in the world, more love, recognition of love, and recognition of freak flags. So I'm happy that this guy has the courage to go out and be a publicly gay imam. Good for him.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, is there something about Islam, though, that would prohibit homosexuality?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Well, isn't it depending on your interpretation? Because I've
everything
heard,
is.
Yeah.
What have you heard?
I've heard that certain, I don't know the term for them, texts, I guess, are interpreted to say that, you know, homosexuality is bad and you know, you need to, you know, punish those people the same way Christians do, right?
Yeah.
So, but there are other interpretations that say, no, that's totally, you've got it totally backwards, you know, as long as you love God, you know, and worship God or whatever, you're fine. So,
right. So if you want to have a popular religion, you have to be able to twist it to fit anybody's needs, right?
Right.
So, like Old Testament, like, oh, it's, you know, eye for an eye, you know, smite your enemies. And then, like, hippies want to, like, love your neighbor. And then they have Jesus and stuff. Like, there's a little something for everybody.
Jesus was a hippie.
So what I found interesting about this, I tried to get some Muslim scholars on to talk about this on my show Flaming Freedom. It's an LGBT
talk show. Just get Will Coley.
Talk show. Well, none of the Muslims I know would do it because the show happens during Ramadan prayer time or something. So we couldn't get anyone talking about, you know, this very important issue, except the imam himself. I reached out to him on Facebook. This is like the amazing time we live in. I just checked out his name, messaged him, and said, hey, will you be on this LGBT talk show, Flaming Freedom? And he made the time, and he's going to be on next week. So we're going to hear all about the internet.
Definitely
rocks.
Check that one out.
And people who are courageous and willing to be different rock. So I'm happy about that. It's really all I wanted to say.
Fiend phone.
But I. No, we should get him on Fiend phone. That's a good point.
Should.
Yeah. No. I also wanted to ask you guys what you think about. Oh, did you hear Obama pardoned like 80 people or something?
Yeah, I have something to say about that.
Yeah, I was happy about it, and all these anarchists on my Facebook page were like, no, don't be happy, it's only 80 people, that's not enough, he's a super criminal, he's a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink. But I'm like, I'll take what I can get. What do you think?
Well, okay, so I kind of have a personal beef with this, and I'm glad he freed 80 people. That's cool. You know, it's, you know, he's an awful, horrible, lying, stinky feet socialist. But I'm glad he freed those people. But I have a friend, and I think I've talked about him on the show before, really, really nice guy who got busted with guns and weed, and he's serving a 10-year federal 10-year prison sentence in federal prison. And it's basically destroyed his life. You know, his health has gone downhill. Well, where's his pardon? You know what I mean? Nonviolent guy, nice guy, never hurt anyone.
Yeah, but this starts the ball rolling. That starts the ball rolling in that direction, doesn't it?
Do you think it does, or yeah. Is it just political pull?
I think it's momentum. Let's applaud this when it happens so that we get more of it.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Castle yeah. Doctrine.
No, so, you know, we're talking about the whole stinky feet Obama giving clemency to nonviolent drug offenders.
Yeah.
I actually have a theory as to how this is going to play out. During the break, we were talking about, I think Jim mentioned how anything a politician does doesn't serve us, right? It serves their agenda. It serves for political points, which I think is totally true. If you want a simplified version of that, just watch House of Cards.
Isn't a pardon in people's best interest? I mean, isn't that the one thing a politician can do that is actually in free people's best interest?
I suppose
they help people, you know. By coincidence, like I'm reading this article from New York Times on Obama plans broader use of clemency to free nonviolent drug offenders. And this headline looks like it came right out of the White House publicity office. It says, you know,
propaganda office.
With the stroke of his pen, he will probably commute more sentences at one time than any president has in nearly half a century. Like, this is some big thing. And then you see, oh, it's only 80, but more than 30,000 federal inmates have come forward in response to the call for clemency applications. Okay.
Right. So
now, if he wants to really like go down in history as some kind of like benevolent person who really took a stand on this horrible drug war, he would do a stroke of the pen and say all 30,000 are accepted. Next, right? No, that doesn't serve anything. What he needs is a little bit of cover so he can go on with this big, big money making drug war. And this is gonna be great for those 80 people. Sure.
Right? I'm wondering if he knows any of them. Are these people that you knew in your past life, Bama?
That he smoked pot with in college.
He probably got high with them, right?
I mean, like, yeah. he is a person, so I would imagine he knows some people who ended up in jail, and he can free them.
There's another facet to this, right? So he pardons all these non-violent drug offenders.
Yeah.
And that gives the liberals a bad name. They're soft on crime because we have another election.
Oh, please. No, I think... No. It's the opposite. People are sick of the drug war. Whenever the government does something, it's because they're trying to catch up with the rest of the culture. And the culture has said, free non-violent drug offenders. Right. We're sick of this stuff.
Derek,
that's it.
You're hanging around too many people, libertarians in Keene.
No!
There's
the tide has turned.
Still, no, I'm telling you, man, there are still a ton of, especially right-wing conservative people who get some things right, but a lot of them think still that, you know, hey, people that do drugs should be in jail.
Yeah, see the public opinion polls are all like well over 50% now think that at least weed should be legal. But here's the thing. The politicians need public opinion on their side. So here he's got his headline. Oh, my God, the New York Times says with the stroke of a pen, he's going to issue clemency to more people than ever before. Woo! All the liberals can go nuts and applaud their favorite candidate. Meanwhile, his donors in the back room are like, cool, you only let out 80. Good job, buddy. Here's another check.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
So everybody's happy. Everybody's happy except those remaining 30,000 people and then other million people that didn't even bother applying for clemency, okay? These people are still the victims of this for-profit war, on drugs. So I can still be happy for those 80. Don't get me wrong, right? Let's cheer for them, right? Like, I'm happy when anybody stops, you know, like, oh, that guy just kidnapped 10 people. Oh, but he let one go. Woo! You know, that's great, but let's not applaud him as anything besides a horrible kidnapper.
I still think this sets up a debate issue for the next election and distracts the general public from issues that really matter. So I think it's our job to bring those issues to the forefront.
And to break the other 30,000 out of jail.
Yes. We'll get right on that.
No, we'll leave that to the...
And everything we say is satire, right?
Wicked, otherworldly, random moth swarms.
Yes.
They can handle it.
Yeah, the moth swarms.
No, actually, we don't. I don't know what they do. That's up to them. I hope we've calmed the hamster in your brain tonight.
Herbs.
Mine's on its treadmill.
Yeah, mine is too now.
Well, I won't be plotting Obama. He is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink. Jim convinced me.
Yeah. You know, even a Nazi would, like, help an old lady across the street once in a while. Who cares?
Right.
Yeah, broken clock is right twice a day, right?
Even Hitler had dogs.